Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our News Digest unit for the month of September. And today we're going to talk about beauty pageants. Actually, we're going to talk about three beauty pageants that recently took place in the USA. And these beauty pageants made history. So we're talking about a historic first for American beauty pageants.
Yeah, since it says historic first, we know it's never happened before. We're going to find out what that is. I was just telling Tom I haven't seen a beauty pageant in years. So I'm curious to see what they changed. Right now, guys, we're going to read through today's lesson, and then we'll be back to talk about some of these terms, some of these phrases, some of these vocabulary words.
For the first time in history, the winners of the Miss America, Miss USA, and Miss Teen USA beauty pageants are all black women. Cheshly Crisp's victory in the Miss USA contest in May 2019 completed the set and was a crowning moment in how these contests have changed since their beginnings. Miss America is the oldest such competition,But it didn't allow women of color to participate until the 1940s. Even after the rule banning them was abolished, it wasn't until 1970 that the first black woman, Sheryl Brown, took part. No black woman won the contest until Vanessa Williams in 1983. The Miss Teen USA 2019 winner, Callie Garris, showed how beauty standards are changing.She wore her natural hairstyle, curled with her fingers, during the contest. Most previous winners had their hair straightened rather than letting it take its natural form. Garris hopes more women will follow in her footsteps. Being able to spread the message of diversity, being yourself and being confident in your curly natural hair is something that I'm really looking forward to with my new national title, she said.Another change in the nature of these pageants was seen in this year's Miss America. Unlike previous years, there was no swimsuit contest or evening gown round. Instead, contestants showed their talents and demonstrated their intelligence by answering questions. The winner, Nia Franklin, sang opera and appreciated the fact that the contest is now more about what you have in your mind and in your heart. She added,I think it's important that we're evolving, and I'm so excited to be a part of the new era.
Okay, guys, we're going to be talking about a very famous thing that takes place in most countries now, though, beauty pageants.Some of the little young girls start out very young participating in beauty pageants. The one we're going to focus, or the two or three we're going to focus on today, though, are for the older girls. We've got Miss Teen USA, so you have to be in your teens to participate. Miss America, usually those winners are, you know, 21, 22, something like that. And then Miss USA is for the whole world. And those women, yeah, probably mid-20s, I would say. And I always felt like that was a little different because that was really just about being gorgeous and having a good body. We're going to talk about how these pageants, though, have changed. Tom mentioned that we're going to be talking about something that's pretty historic. If it's historic, it's an important time in history. The reason this is important is we're seeing a historic first. Something that's never happened before has just taken place, and it's taken place in these American beauty pageants.
Exactly. So I'm not really a big fan of beauty pageants, but I think I read some statistics somewhere that more women watch these things than men do.
Probably.
Probably for the same reason that men watch the Super Bowl more than women do, because that's their thing.
I'd rather watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. Women, I guess, watch beauty pageants so they know, hey, yeah, what's considered beautiful these days? How can I learn something from this, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, I was unaware of this. Again, I haven't watched a beauty pageant on TV for several decades. I think the last time I watched part of a beauty contest was when Miss Universe was held here in Taiwan. Taiwan way back in 1988. I think the girl from Thailand won that particular competition.
Really?
But that is ancient history.
Wow.
Nobody can remember that. That was so long ago. But in any case, these are American beauty pageants. We've got Miss America, Miss USA, and Miss Teen USA. Mm. But the winners of those pageants were all black women. Great. Good for them.
Yeah.
Pageant here is a word that seems to be only used with beauty pageants. I can't think of another place where this word would be used.
It is used, but it's more, you see it with the beauty pageants more, but it's some sort of public event, festival, entertainment. Usually there are people maybe kind of looking like they're in a parade. There's a procession. Processions are when people walk back and forth. They do a lot of that in the beauty pageants. They usually have costumes or very beautiful clothes on. Could be outdoors. Most of our beauty pageants are held indoors. I haven't seen one for a long time. When I was in college, we would get a big group of girls and guys over in our apartment. We would all have little scorecards. We'd have food to eat, and we'd score each girl to see who we thought would win. That was fun, but I really don't care about them anymore. They're not so big today because we have so many choices for entertainment. We have cable TV. We have streaming movies and TV shows, so I don't think as many people watch these. But what's really historic about this is that all the past winners this year were black women, and not going back very far, they couldn't even participate, if you believe it, you know, several decades ago. We've got this girl, her name is Chesley Christ. She won the Miss USA contest in May 2019. The difference between the Miss USA is the winner from that one goes ahead and competes with the Miss World, you know? I mean, you're the most beautiful girl in the whole world. But the Miss America is just the winner of the United States only.
Okay, fair enough.
So is Miss Teen, right?
Teen USA, yeah.
Miss Teen USA actually competes with other teens around the world.
Okay, so there's like an international one for all the winners of the teen contests in various countries.
Yeah.
So in this particular case in the USA, these three beauty pageants were all won by black women. Let's talk about the first one here, Chesley Christ. I hope I said that right. Her victory in the Miss USA contest in May 2019 completed the set. So she was the last one to win. Again, we're using the word contest here. You could also use the word competition. It means the same thing. And pageant, as we said, also means a contest or a competition, but pageant is generally only used with beauty pageants. You wouldn't say a track pageant. No, that's silly. You wouldn't say that.
No, but there are lots of different kinds of contests, as you know. She won the victory in May 2019, completed the set, and was a crowning moment in how these contests have changed since their beginnings. If something's a crowning moment, a crowning achievement, it's kind of like the best that person's accomplished. It's really the top of the top. So it's the peak moment. It's the best moment. Crowning achievement. Your crowning achievement as an athlete, pretend I'm an MLB player. My crowning achievement would be playing in the World Series, maybe getting the MVP. Or if I'm a pitcher, maybe getting a Cy Young Award. So crowning moment, this was a moment that was really a moment that everyone thought was really a proud moment for these competitions.
Okay, so that kind of gives us food for thought so that we can actually talk about beauty pageants in the USA and how the fact that black women were excluded all the way up into the 1940s. They just didn't let them participate, which is pretty bad, but let's get to the second paragraph here and we'll discuss it. Miss America is the oldest such competition, but it didn't allow women of color to participate until the 1940s. So another way to refer to black people would be someone of color or colored people, or I guess in this particular day and age, you can't say colored.
No.
You say a person of color. That is more correct nowadays.
But that could also include people from India. It could include Latinos, Latinas, people who are from Latin America or have some sort of Spanish South American ancestry. So People of color include a lot of people now. People from the Middle East are called people of color as well. That's okay. How they refer to themselves.
So yeah. I guess it is based on how much melanin you have in your skin. Mm. Okay, so I guess if you had no melanin in your skin, then you could participate in these competitions before the 1940s. So even after the rule banning them was abolished, mm-hmm. it wasn't until 1970 that the first black woman, Sheryl Brown,took part. So, of course, if you don't allow something, if you restrict it, then you ban that thing. Of course, books were banned during the Nazi era of Germany there. They banned books. You couldn't read certain books. I think books were banned and burned during the reign of Qin Shi Huang in China as well. There are probably other countries in the world that ban books or ban certain things on the internet. So, yes, they banned black women from participating in these beauty pageants up until the 1940s. But even after the ban was lifted, the rule was abolished or gotten rid of, black women did not participate until 1970.
Yeah, if you abolish something, guys, that's a verb. It just means you formally end something that had been in practice. Maybe it's a system, an institution, to abolish something. Something that had previously been okay until people learned more and they thought, oh, this is wrong. Slavery was abolished in the United States after the Civil War and the North won. So that's an example of abolishing something.So even though they were no longer banned after the 1940s, it still took people a long time to finally, you know, recognize the beauty of some of these women. And in the 70s, that's when Sheryl Brown, she was the first black woman to participate. That's when she first got in. But no black woman won the contest until someone named Vanessa Williams won in 1983.She went on to have an acting and singing career. I still see her in entertainment today. She's quite beautiful, actually. That's when things really changed, I think. So moving on to the next paragraph, we've got the Miss Teen USA 2019 winner. Her name is Callie Garris. To be honest, we're kind of guessing on how she pronounces her name. This also could be pronounced Kaylee, probably Callie, Kaylee, either is fine. Garris is...It's like Harris, but with the G. She was young. So if you're a teen, I don't think they can participate when they're too young. It might be like 17, 18, 19. Can't be too young. That's a little scary. She showed how beauty standards are changing. Even today, you know, several hundred years ago, if you go to museums and you look at old paintings, for me, I look at the paintings of the women and they all look fat to me. You know, I'm like, ugh.But that was considered beautiful back then because fat people had money. They could eat and they could just lie around. Nowadays, what's considered beautiful is more of a thin look, but someone who exercises, who has muscles, is considered more beautiful than someone who just is thin with no muscle tone.
Yep, we have different beauty standards around the world. I get asked this all the time by local people. Gee, why are the girls that you foreign guys go out with so ugly? You always choose the ugly girls. That means beauty standards are different between races. But in this particular case, beauty standards are changing because she wore her natural hairstyle curled with her own fingers during the contest. So I guess a lot of black women used to straighten their hair, where naturally, in most cases, it'scurly.
Or get weaves.
The afros or whatever, or the dreadlocks or whatever. I'm not sure. But in any case, hey, she wore her natural hairstyle. She wasn't ashamed of it at all. And she wore that during the contest. And that's good because people recognized it for its natural beauty.
Right. So she has very, very curly natural hair. I do, too. So I understand this. So she was brave and did her hair very naturally.Which was kind of a first. A lot of the ladies participating in either these competitions or maybe they're a famous actress in movies or on TV, they tend to either wear wigs or they wear weaves where it's fake hair that's put into their, you know, woven into their own hair that makes it look straighter. I saw Michelle Obama the other day and she had her natural curly hair out. She has always straightened hers. So you're seeing more and more of it, which is great. People need to be, you know, confident in their own beauty. So most previous winners, or those are the ones who won before previous winners, they had their hair straightened. You have to go and have a really strong chemical put on your hair. Actually, I straighten my hair sometimes too. And what it does is it keeps your hair straight for a couple months, and then as your hair grows out, it gets curly again. And they would do this rather than let their own hair just curl up into really tight curls.
Okay, well, enough on curly and straight hair now. I'm getting kind of tired myself, so let's take a little bit of a break, but stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, guys. It's our all English lecture, which means we're only speaking in English. No Chinese teacher. We've been talking about some American beauty pageants, the contest that where these really pretty girls who usually have some sort of talent get up and compete with each other. If you're talking about Miss America, there's one woman from each state who is involved. I also think that like Puerto Rico sends a representative, if I'm not mistaken, because it's part of the U.S. but not a state. But it's fun to watch these sometimes just to see, you know, what their dresses look like, although we're going to talk about evening gowns in a minute. That was my favorite part, just looking at the evening gowns. Oh, and then listening to them be interviewed, because some of the answers were just hilarious. Not all the girls had good responses to the questions that were asked of them. So we're finding out what's really changing is that the most recent winners have all been black women, which is great. So we found out some of the history behind this. Until the 1940s, the black women weren't even allowed to participate. They were banned. And then it took 30 more years, or you could say three decades more, before the first black woman actually took part. She didn't win, but she participated. And then the first black woman to win, and I remember this because she was so pretty, and I like that she could sing. She's a good singer. Her name was Vanessa Williams. She's quite a bit older these days. She's probably a grandma at this point, at least a mom. But her name was Vanessa Williams, and that was back in 1983.
Yeah, she ended up acting too. Maybe you saw the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger,
Total Recall?
No, it wasn't Total Recall.
Oh, I don't know.
Can't remember the title of it offhand. I'll look it up here in a second. But in any case, yeah, I guess if you win a beauty contest, you might go on to become famous as an actress. Maybe as a famous doctor or a psychologist or investment banker. Who knows?
The winner gets a really great scholarship, so it's nice.
Yeah, so if you choose your proper career or something and get yourself educated, hey, you can go on to make some changes in the world. So again, where we left off, we were talking about their hairstyle here. They did not straighten their hair. They just had it in their natural form.
Mm-hmm.
And Garris here, who is the winner of Miss Teen USA,
yeah.
She hopes more women will follow in her footsteps. She hopes that more black contestants will not straighten their hair and let people see their natural hair in the curly form, the afro, which of course is beautiful in its own right. You know, lemons and cherries, apples and oranges.
Everyone's different, yeah.
Everything is beautiful in its own way.
It's nice to have some variety, or as we like term it these days, diversity, that not everybody looks the same, acts the same, talks the same. We're all unique individuals. So if you follow in someone's footsteps, guys, it means someone has gone before you and kind of, you know, blazed the trail for you, made that path for you to follow. And it's a little easier for the people that follow after the first person. The first person usually has a more difficult time. For example, long, long ago in baseball, we had the first black player who played. His name was Jackie Robinson. And he had to put up with a lot of abuse, not just from other baseball players, but from fans who didn't think he should be playing on the field. He turned out to be awesome, though, and changed baseball, well, in sports, actually, for a lot of the athletes back then. So good for him. So Garris, this is our Callie Garris. She hopes more women will follow in her footsteps. You know, go ahead and let their hair take its natural form. You don't all have to look the same, which is great. Garris also hopes that, you know, what she's done will matter. So if you follow in your footsteps, you could follow in your dad's footsteps, your parents' footsteps, maybe your father is a doctor or your mother is a teacher, and you think, oh, that sounds like a good career. I'm going to follow in their footsteps, meaning that you do what they did. It's nice to have good examples.
And she said something. She says, being able to spread the message of diversity, being yourself, and being confident in your curly natural hair is something that I'm really looking forward to with my new national title, she said. So, yes, she wants people to be confident in their curly natural hair. Of course, she's referring to African American women there with their curly hair. Yes, be proud of that and believe that you don't have to straighten it if you want to enter.
Yeah.
You know, beauty contest. This is all fine and good for you girls who have hair, but for us boys who are going bald, this is really hard for me to feel sorry for. You guys at least have the hair. I wish I had some, you know.
Yeah, if you feel confident, guys, this is an adjective. It means you feel good about yourself, about your abilities, about your qualities, that you have some sort of talent, or maybe you're really good in school. Confidence is the noun form. And you need confidence, especially self-confidence, to be successful in this world. Sometimes you have to act like you're confident, and eventually you'll actually be confident. It's hard when you're young, though. I understand that. But try to work on becoming more confident in just who you are. You don't have to be like anybody else. And that's what she was trying to help other girls behind her learn. I'm sure she was trying to talk to the younger girls. Remember, she was in her teens. So she's probably talking to the young girls who are watching the pageant on TV.
Yeah, be confident, believe in yourself, and you can accomplish great things.
Yeah.
Now, another change in the nature of these pageants was seen in this year's Miss America. So far we've been talking about Miss Teen USA. Let's talk about another pageant called Miss America. Unlike previous years, there was no swimsuit contest or evening gown round. Boy, this brings back memories. I remember, yeah, like you said, in the old days before the internet, we kind of watched what they showed us on television. So everybody watched these beauty pageants because that was the only thing on TV at the time. So I remember, yes, they did have a swimsuit contest and they did have the evening gown contest. But, you know, I haven't seen those in decades. So I was kind of surprised that they still even have those.
They got rid of the swimsuit, I think, 2 years ago. There was a news anchor from Fox News who took over the Miss America pageant, and she's the one who thought we should get rid of the swimsuits. I'll miss the evening gowns, though. That's my favorite part. I love to see, like, you know, very fancy dresses. If it's an evening gown, ladies, it goes to the floor. That skirt hits the floor. You usually wear those kind of evening gowns if you're a performer. Maybe you're, giving a concert. I have several evening gowns in my closet. It's kind of fun to have. If a guy goes to a ball, he's going to be dressed in a tuxedo. That's what matches those beautiful evening gowns that women get to wear. Sadly, the guys' tux are pretty boring. They all look the same to me. Although you can, I guess, have different colors. Around that section in the middle is called a cummerbund, kind of like a belt around the guy's tux. Anyway, that's another story. So instead of, you know, having the swimsuit contest, which I'm sure the guys were really sad that they lost that part.
Oh, yeah, I was so sad. Yeah, boy,
you weren't
am I
going
to miss
it.
That? Yeah.
Yeah, instead, contestants, those are people who are participating, contestants, they showed their talents and demonstrated their intelligence by answering questions. They've always had those parts, though. There used to be four parts. There was the swimsuit contest, the evening gown round, and they get points for each part. And then their talent in Miss America, and then they had to answer questions. That's my favorite part because some of the girls would get really nervous and their answers were kind of ridiculous.
Right. They're not just questions like trivia, like what's the atomic number of carbon or how many light years away is Alpha Centauri? No, it's probably stuff like, you know, what would you do to bring about world peace or something like that? And the winner, Nia Franklin, or Nia Franklin, Nia Franklin, she sang opera, I like to be or not to be, or whatever, and appreciated the fact the contest is now more about what you have in your mind and in your heart. It's not about being a sex object. It's more about intelligence. That makes a lot of sense. So,
or your talent, yeah.
Yeah, sure. We like to see the ladies sing opera and juggle tennis balls or whatever. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, some of them had weird talents. You knew they weren't really talented. And I remember one girl came out and was trying to do, she was juggling something. I thought, are you kidding?
Juggling bowling pins or something while riding on a unicycle like that.
But you have to have a talent for the Miss American.
Or you lose points.
Miss America, yeah, pageant, definitely. Miss USA, no. You don't need a talent. You just have to be beautiful and answer questions. So she thinks this Nia Franklin, who is the most recent winner, that it's more important now that we're focusing on a woman's mind and her heart. I agree with that, actually.
Me too. So again, this is what Nia Franklin is saying after she sang opera. Yes, it's more about what's in your mind and in your heart. And she added, I think it's important that we're evolving and I'm so excited to be part of the new era. So if something's evolving, it's changing slowly over time. Sometimes attitudes do take a long time to change. So attitudes are slowly changing. And I should mention here, she says she's excited to be part of this new era. She doesn't say she's exciting to be a part. She could say that about herself. Yes, I'm an exciting person. Everybody wants to be my friend.
Be careful with that one, guys.
But no, this describes how she feels. I'm excited. I'm excited to be able to go to the Jolene's High concert tonight.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we do hear a lot of speakers and people who are writing get excited, confused, or confusing, confused. If you feel something, then it's the ED form, guys. Be careful. So that's it for today. Kind of fun. Might keep my eye on this to see how much more it changes in the future. Thanks for joining us, guys. We hope we weren't too fast. And we hope that you learned some good words and phrases that you'll be able to use in some upcoming papers or tests. Good luck, guys. We wish you all the best. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
See ya.
Bye.